Falk says she'll work to undo the rift that Governor Walker has caused in Wisconsin. To that end, she vows to restore collective bargaining for public workers and repeal the state's voter ID law. But Falk has two distinct disadvantages to overcome in her battle against Governor Walker. The first is name recognition. Falk is fairly well known in the Madison area, but not so much in other parts of the state. She says getting out and meeting voters will solve that.
That's what a campaign is all about. I am going as many places as I can. I'm here bright and early in Eau Claire, and last night I was in Wausau, and I go from here to La Crosse.
The next hurdle for challengers is Walker's $12 million in campaign funds. Falk says money won't save Walker's seat.
At some point when you have lost someone's trust, no amount of money can buy that back. And Governor Walker has lost our trust.
Mort Cyprus is an emeritus political scientist at UW-Eau Claire. He says Falk's campaign might be outspent, but there will be plenty of super PAC funding for her and the governor. Cyprus also expects both sides to be more motivated than in 2010. He says getting out and building a strong grassroots base could make the difference for Falk in a close election.
If you have a good ground operation and your opponent does not, that can get you anywhere from 1 to 10% more votes. In a close election, that's critical.
Falk will likely face a primary opponent before she takes on Governor Walker. Democratic State Senator Kathleen Vinehout of Alma says she also plans to run if a recall election happens. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.